Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, guys, what's Xamarin? I have a little description about Xamarin. It's my description, by the way. Firstly, you have to know Xamarin is a cross-platform framework for iOS, Android, and UWP. But it's not just mobile development. You can develop wearable technologies, for example, smartwatch, and you can develop for smart televisions. I have three important keywords on my description. My question, what do you think about this keywords? Do you have any idea, guys? Okay. Okay. I give you one. Native and crossplay. Yes, Ecem. It's right. Native, cross-platform, and my last keyword is C#. And my description. Xamarin, it's the only platform that's bring together native and cross-platform concepts with the right approach and enable us to develop mobile application with C#. On my description. Okay, you have two options for Xamarin development. First option, Xamarin Traditional, and second one, Xamarin Forms. Traditional Xamarin approach creates non-shareable platform-specific code for the UI layer. You can share just C# backend codes. But Xamarin Forms allows you to describe the UI once by using a shared set of controls while still rendering a native UI. You can share UI and C# backend code, guys. 90% code sharing with Xamarin Forms. Compilers. What can be a native? This question is what can be a native? Okay. Xamarin use Apple's ahead of time compiler in order to convert code which written in C# to iOS ARM binary codes for iOS. Android use just-in-time compiler to convert codes for Android with APK extension. We can make some sample for this compiler. Supported version. This version is really important for us. Android 4. Plus, iOS 6.1, Windows Phone 8.x for SL, Windows Phone 8.1 for RT, and Windows 10 Universal Windows Platform. But I have a little question again. When any Android or iOS version is available, when can we use it on Xamarin? Any idea? This is really important information for Xamarin developers. When a new Android or iOS version is available, when can we use it on Xamarin? Yes. Same day. Cool. Okay, development tools. We have three development tools for Xamarin. Visual Studio 23, Xamarin Studio, and Visual Studio for Mac. If you're using Mac, you can use Visual Studio for Mac. Hello, welcome. Okay, Xamarin Content. We have amazing controls, page and layouts, guys. Two-way data binding, navigation, animation API, dependency services, messaging center. We make an example of this content on our samples. And page. Xamarin Forms page represent cross-platform mobile app screens. We will see talent of this page in our example. We have five main page. Guys, content page, master detail page, navigation page, tab page, and carousel page. Okay, layouts. We have so much cool and talented layouts for Xamarin.Forms, and these layouts can help us for UI design. Add a little bit to talk about layouts. A stack layout is place children top to bottom or left to right based on orientation property settings. Absolute layout place children in absolute requested position based on anchor and bounds. Relative layout uses constraint to position the children. You can use page X and Y values, and it's easy to grid. Place children in defined rows and columns. Okay, it's last slide. We have a lot of views. You know, we make an example of these views so much. Okay. Activate indicator, box view, button, label, progress bar, picker. We make an example of these views, guys. Okay. Now I am using Visual Studio 2017, and I create a cross-platform application. I am closing the presentation. Okay. Okay. File, new project. You can use traditional Android for the section, or traditional iOS on the section, or you can create cross-platform mobile application. Okay, Yavuz, I can see the screen. It's is there anybody? You guys. Can you see my screen or no?
Yes, we can your screen. Yes, your screen.
But Yavuz can't see.
Yeah, Yavuz, please rejoin again call.
Okay, guys. I'm creating a cross-platform application now. I choose cross-platform options and cross-platform applications, Xamarin.Forms or native. I change the application name to MSP. And okay. You have a lot of options on the screen. UI technology, code sharing strategy, master detail app, or blank app. We are going to blank app and UI technology Xamarin.Forms and code sharing strategy portable class library. And okay. This project is creating. Android, and again, question. We don't need UWP now, then I'm cancel it. Okay, application is open. Okay, firstly, we have to analyze project structure. We have one portable, one Android, and one iOS project type. As you know, portable project is our shared layer. But we are writing UI and backend code in portable, but we are running Android and iOS layer. I have a little question again. How does work portable codes when I select and start Android layer or iOS layer? My code on the portable layer, but I am running Android or iOS layer. How does work portable codes when I select and start Android layer or iOS layer? Okay. Okay. If you create a new Android project on Android Studio, you will see same structure with this layer. I'm talking about Android's layer. If in our meets Android developers, they know this structure, by the way. Main activity is first running class for Android, because we can see main launcher attribute is set true. Is my main launcher attribute. Firstly, initialize the Marineforce framework and then use load application method. You know, Xamarin.Forms is a cross-platform framework. You initialize Xamarin.Forms and load application. We need to check IIS. Application delegate is first running class for IIS. And initialize Xamarin.Forms and load application. Okay. Let's talk about load application method. I'm going to definition of load application method. And load application method needs to application object. And guys, where is my application object? My application object is in portable class. Yes, you are right, Kadir. Portable class. Okay. Okay, I'm going to portable class. Let's talk about some mobile lifecycle methods. Use onStart to initialize or reload your application data. Use onSleep to save changes or persist information the user is working on. Use onResume to refresh your displayed data. These methods is mobile lifecycle methods. Okay. And I am running the Android. By the way, I'm using Visual Studio Emulator for Androids. You can download these Androids on this link and you can use it. Okay, my emulator is starting. Yes, Gizem, you can keep some data on sleep method. But yes, you can use Xamarin.Forms settings. Deploying. If you close the app, you can't get data again. Okay, my app is running. I set one breakpoint in one create method and appcs method, application constructor, and start again. Okay, Android is running. Main activity is my first running class, and on create method is my first running method. I initialize Xamarin.Forms and I call the load application method and going to application CS. How? Because I'm going to definition of application method again. Oops. I can't. Why? Okay, never mind. And my code and my UI on portable class, and portable class is running for my shared codes. Okay. I'm going to page types. First page types is content page. I have to create new adds new folder. Its name views and new item. I select cross platform and forms black content page demo. Page one, MSP page one. Okay. I want to create a login sample, login page sample. Content page content. And content page is displaying a single view. We can use all Xamarin Forms views in content page. I can use stack layout or grid. Or relative layout, whatever you want. But content page is displaying a single view. But we can use stack layout in stack layout. Or stack layout in grid. Okay. I want to make a login page sample. Stack layouts. Orientation, vertical, vertical options, center, horizontal options, fill and expand. And I need to take username and password. Okay, what's the difference between XAML page and opening CS page? Kadir says we can open page, XAML page, and code. Okay. Okay. I have two entry for I want to take username and password. Placeholder username and password. And I need a button. Text login. Okay. We can set some attributes for entry. For example, font attributes bold. This password is password. Sorry, is password true. Text color red and font attribute italic, something like that. You can use some attribute for entries or button. Background color blue. Text color white. Okay. I need to take this information and then login. Firstly, I need the event for clicked. I open the click event and I create a method in backend codes. Okay. A little question again. How can I get entry text value in C sharp? Any idea, guys? With name. Okay. X name, X de username, yes. And for password, X name, text, password. And now I can take a text value of this entry. Text the username, text password, and text or text color or horizontal text element. I can take all attributes. Okay. Some control if string dot is null empty username text and string is null empty password text is not null if MSP and passwords equal 123. Display alert. This method is simply alert. Success and welcome. Text username text and okay. Else error username or password is incorrect. Okay. Okay. I start my application again and I want to check what it happened. Okay, I delete the breakpoints and again. Okay, okay guys, I have a little question again. Where is my MSP page? I can't see here. How can I see my MSP page on first page? Any idea? XAML, yes. Yes, 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 XAML. Okay, cool. Okay. that's okay. I need to set main page property. New MSP page one. Okay. And start again. Okay. And my design. It's, yeah, I know it's not cool, but not bad. Okay, username. MSP and MSP password 123 and login. Success. Welcome MSP and 123 for username and password incorrect. Okay. And I'm going to same page but different style. Okay. Add new class. MSP page 2. It's class, guys, right? But every class can be a page. All you need to do, inherit from the Xamarin.Forms page types. Right? Okay. I want to make a new content page. Which class should I inherit from? For this class, I need, yes, content page. Okay, I create a new constructor and I can create stack layout, a new stack layout instance, and you can set some property in this field. Orientation vertical, vertical options center, layout options dot center, and horizontal options layout options fill and expand. Okay. I need to create two entry and one button. Okay. Entry takes the username and new entry. Entry takes the password and new entry. And I need to create a new button. Button. Just a new button. And login. Set to my button text is login. Okay, I need to create a new event for button click. And we can copy and paste. Okay. And you can set some property on this field. Password nokta dot is password equal true username text color equal color dot red, something like that. Okay, and I am going to change to my main page and start again. Oops, we forgot that. I start again. Where is my page, guys? I set main page, but I can't see anything. Why? No, not navigation page. Yes, we didn't add layout. I'm writing code in content page contact text on XAML. If you create a page in C sharp, you have to set this content attribute. This content equals layout, and we need to add entries button on layout. Username, passwords. Here we go. Okay. And MSP password 1 2, login incorrect, 1 2 3. Yes, welcome MSP. Okay. I'm going to master tail page. How we can master and the tail? Master page is my main page, and the tail page is my main page in this example. Master tail page have two property, and I have to create a new class. My master page. Okay. Okay, guys. Which class should I inherit from? I want to make a master detail page. Okay. Master detail page. And create a constructor. And this page has two property: master and detail. We need to check these properties. I'm going to definition. Detail page type, detail properties type is page, and master property type is page. So I can set this, I can set it page. And master equal new MSP page two, detail equal new MSP page one, and I set the main page. Okay, I start again. Okay, new crash. Hello, crash. Title property must be set on master page. What is my master page? MSP page 2, and I'm going to definition MSP page 2 and set the title property my menu. And I start again. Okay, but I can't see my menu. Why? Because I need to use navigation page for navigation bar. I start again. And yes. You can use some sample, and you can make some sample for this example. Okay. I want to create one carousel page and one tab page. Add new class and my tab page. Which class? Absolutely, tab page. Constructor. Okay. This page have a cool property for these children. We need to add some page on this tab page on children method. This children adds what type need to. I'm going to definition. Okay. Need to page item. We can create new page or we can use our old page. MSP page one. And MSP page two. I changed my main page and I start again. Okay, it's tab. It's easy. Where is the title? We can set title on XAML or C sharp. And I start again. Okay, you can swipe or select tab. Okay, if you create the cursor page, you need to change inherit page, cursor page, and I start again. Okay, it's easy. We can change inherit page and we can or we can create some new page. Okay. Any question for page guys? Or I'm going to layouts. I need to create new XAML page and my sample page. Okay. I'm create the one stack layout and you know stack layouts on this sample. You can use orientation property for horizontal or vertical. You can use horizontal options, center and fill, expand or start center and vertical options, center and fill or start or expand. Vertical options, center, and you can set background color, or you can use transparent or something like that. And is visible, is enable, you can set opacity. Orient padding 20, and you can set spacing 20. Okay, new label and text MSP font attributes bold font size. Medium or large, and one button. Welcome. Text MSP, and I changed to my main page, and I start again. Okay. Okay. And I'm going to grid for UI design. Everybody can hear me, right? Okay. Okay, guys. Here we go. I'm going to create not any page, my sample page. I'm going to my sample page on C sharp because we can easily understand on backends for relative layouts. Relative layouts. I need to create a new instance for relative layouts and I want to create a toolbox view. V1, new box view, background color, color dots red. And I need to create again V2, new box view, background color blue. Okay. Relative layout is uses constraints to position to children, or you can use relative to parent or relative to view methods. You can use page x and y values. Okay. Layout children adds. Add methods have four overload methods, and 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. We are using third because my sample is on constraints, and first option it need the view, and I create the box view for this v1. And x constraint, y constraint, width, and height. I can set it everyone. Okay. Constraint dot constant 20 for my x. Constraint dot constant 15 for my y. And I'm adding my second view. Again, constraint dot constant constraints constant. Okay. Trans space. It's freezed. Okay. Gamal, can you hear me? Okay. I think relative layouts easily understand on backend. We can use relative layout on XAML, absolutely. But I think easily understand on backend. Okay. My sample page. I'm running it. Okay. Yes, this content equal my relative layout. Okay. We can use layouts X and Y points. And if you don't want to need constraint, use constraint, you can use relative to parent method or relative to view method. V1 constraint dot relative to parent returns a constraint object that constrains an element relative to its parent size. We can use relative to parents all properties. Parents for x return parent dot x or width or height or y. We can use all properties. I'm using x plus 20 constraints related to parents return parent y plus 20. Okay, I'm going to add my v2 and plus 20 and 40. Okay, I'm running it. Okay, same UI but different codes. Okay, and not, but we can use another view on this layout. Add view to constraints relative to view. Okay, it need to be view, view one, parent, sibling, okay, return sibling x or y with height or parent x, y, whatever you want, sibling x plus 20. We want parent sibling. Okay, return sibling y plus 20. Okay, I'm running it. Okay, you have three options. We see some UI design but different options. Okay, and the breakpoints and breakpoints and run again. Okay, sibling is box view. And x and y, width and height, I can use the sibling properties. We can see this parents, my parents is relative layout, and sibling x 20, I set it in, and sibling y 20, I set it in, and continue. Okay. And I'm going to grid. Grid is my favorite UI control for me. It's easy to use. You can make easily UI design with grid. Okay. I want to create one label, two label, three label, four, five, six. Okay. Text. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, 5, 6. Okay. Grid is column and row. You can set column and row on the grid, and nocta row O grid nocta grid dot column O column one column two row one, row one, column one, and row one, column two. Okay. And I close the content. Okay. We need to set background red black. Blue, green, line. I start the game. Okay. And you can set row definition and column definition. We need to make an example for this. Grids dot. Oops. Grid dot row definitions, and you can set row definition. Height. We have two row, O and one. Two row definitions. Height star and grid column grid dot column definition. We have three column definition width, okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, grid auto. What is grid auto? Automatically size to fit content in the row or column. What is proportional? Size columns and rows as a proportion of the remaining space, and absolute, something like that, 200 or hundreds, size columns and rows with specific fixed height and width values. Okay, I'm going to star and also and start again. Okay, you see that it's my proposal. It's my proportional and second proportional, one column, second column and third column, proportional and auto. Auto automatically size to fit content. It's my label content is 6 in the row or column. Okay, I changed the rotation, same design. I'm going to back, it's same design. And going to proportion. And you can set grids dot row span or column span, and row span 2. Grids column span 2. I'm deleting this line and start again. Okay, column span is working. That's okay. Row, we need to delete row 1 for this grid dot row span. Okay guys, any question for grids or relative layouts or stack layouts or zamaninform page types? Hello. Welcome. Okay. I'm going to my sample page again. Okay. Okay, guys. If you have any question or problem, you can mail at me it at ozaksu.com. I can type on chat. Can you please rejoin on this channel? Okay. Okay, guys. Thank you for joining me. We will see in the next session.
Oui.
Okay.
Ça se voit.
Why I can't type here? Okay, that's okay. I need to open my presentation again. Okay, guys. Okay. You're welcome, Kadir. If you have any question or problem, you can mail at me it at azraksu.com for Xamarin or C Sharp or .NET, anything like that. Okay, thank you guys. See you next week.